Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker, and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And today we're here with another fresh episode. We're on episode 151. Man, give it up for you all, the successors. Give it up for yourselves. If you're in the car, take a second. Just shout for yourself because the support that you all have been giving is beyond imaginable. It's unmatched. And I just love each and every one of you just for being who you are and just for doing what you've been doing as far as by sharing the podcast, by passing it on to different friends. And that's why coming up in these next few weeks, we're going to be doing something really special for you all. So I definitely want you all to be in the loop about that. I want you to know about a giveaway that I'm going to do just to show my support and just to thank you for your support. Speaking of support, we have not been able to make it to this level that we've made it to solely on just the content of the podcast itself, because that's not the case. I'm not that great. I just have shared personal experience that I've learned from, and I've used it to hopefully encourage you and give you tangible strategies that you can apply to yourself and hopefully benefit and create success within your own life and for your own legacy. However, today I want to shout out a review of the week, because you all leaving these Apple reviews, you all going on Stitcher, leaving a review, wherever you can leave a review, I appreciate it so much. And this review comes from Curbside Column. And he said, she said, this is really a very, very inspirational and motivational podcast. I'm really happy to have come across Jonathan and his voice of inspiration. If you're looking for some words that you can use to help you, help your own creativity and inspiration, this is a great choice. I can't imagine the value of this podcast in dollar terms, but by being able to access this information here at no cost is absolutely priceless. Subscribe already. Curbside Column. I appreciate that love. That really means a lot. So thank you for that review. And you are the Apple review of the week. And now today's episode, we're going to go ahead and get into it. We're going to talk about how to start a business taking lessons from a seventh grader. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? Like, how to start a business. We're taking lessons from a seventh grader. And it's funny because kids say the darndest things. And a lot of times as adults, we grow up too fast and we eliminate our imagination. We grow up and we forget that we had dreams. We grow up and we begin to just get too legalistic in our mind. And therefore, we ultimately begin to limit our growth, our limit, and put ceilings on our own lives. So I was in seventh grade. And I found myself sitting in the principal's office. I'm looking forward. I believe his name was Mr. Steckmiller. I looked at him, and I looked to my left. There was my dad sitting there. He was like, what did my son do? And I was like, Dad, I don't know. And then the principal began to talk with my dad. He said, well, sir, I want you to understand that I caught your son, and he was in class. And he was selling suckers. For those of you who remember your time in middle school, you know that if you had candy in middle school, you were that dude or you were that gal. Because everybody wanted candy. You open up a pack of gum in the middle of class, you can have the big pack or you can have the little small pack. That was a quarter. But either way, once you opened up that pack of gum, by the end of the day, that gum was gone. Right? Because everybody just wanted to have what you had. So I'm in the principal's office, but we're going to rewind it back a little bit. I was in my chemistry class. I believe her name was Miss White. And I'm sitting in the class, there was a young lady by the name, we'll call her Miss T. And then one day I'm sitting next to her, and I see her sucking on the sucker, and I was like, hey, let me get one. She said, yeah, you can get one, John. That's cool. It's just going to cost you a quarter. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, it's going to cost you a quarter for the sucker. I checked my pockets. This was after lunch, so I didn't have any money. And I was like, man, I don't have money. She said, well, can't help you out, John. After somebody else came up to her, gave her a quarter, she opened up her backpack and she had all the snacks. She had Sour Punch straws. She had baby bottle pops. She had popcorn, chips, Gatorade. I'm like, man, she has it all. So I went home that day and I realized I didn't enjoy the feeling of not being able to buy the candy that I wanted because I really wanted candy that day and she was not going to give me any. We're talking about how to start a business. We're talking about entrepreneurship from a seventh grader. So then I went to Kroger, and those of you who know, get your Kroger Plus card, you type in your number. When you type in your number, that's when you save money, right? I went in there, I grabbed one bag of suckers. And if I just bought that one bag, it would have cost me $3. But then I looked to the side and they had the yellow highlighted on there, said, you buy two bags, you get two for $3 instead of one. I said, ooh, I need two bags. Bought my blue raspberry blow pops, the best blow pop that there is. This is not up for debate. Then after I get those, go home, left them in the Kroger bag, put them in my backpack. Then I'm going around class. I'm eating the blow pop, marketing basically what I had to sell. And then people are like, John, let me get a sucker. And I'm like, okay, for 50 cents. They're like, okay, cool. Somebody else, John, let me get a sucker, 50 cents. Then I'm killing it. I'm walking around here with all this change in my pocket. I sound like the maintenance man with all the keys on or the janitor. And then I'm sitting in the back of the class and there's this dude by the name of Arsenio. Those of you who went to my middle school or high school, you all know him as Grits. I don't know how you get that name, but that's just what they called him. I have no idea. And this guy was a bully. He was a bully. And he said, John, let me have a sucker. I said, do you have a quarter? Well, 50 cents. He was like, no, let me have a sucker or I'm going to tell. I was like, dude, you're a bully. Like, you beat up people. How are you going to tell on me for having suckers? And then he's like, no, I'm not going to give you no money. Give me a sucker. I was like, no, man. Told the teacher. Now I'm sitting in the principal's office. We fast forward back time. And then Mr. Steckmiller looks at me. He says, Mr. Jones, your son was selling suckers. And I said, Mr. Steckmiller, but what's the problem? We go to school, we get the education so that we can eventually learn how to create a livelihood for ourselves. I've already identified that way by selling suckers and generating money. He said, well, no, Jonathan, you can't do that here. So I honored his request and I stopped selling suckers at that point in time. And then he gave me my candy. I went home, put it up at the house. But as I was thinking about this experience, I began to understand just a few things I wanted to really extract from the story. Those of you who are out there and you are trying to figure out, where do I start in promoting a business? How can I promote a business? How do I even start with a product and or service? The first thing we have to understand is we have to push or we have to promote our product. If you never tell anybody about your product, they never will know that you have one. If you never put it on social media that you're a speaker or never put videos of you up speaking, nobody will know that you speak. If you never take pictures and show people pictures of your cakes and pictures of your pies, people won't know that this is a business of yours. So the first thing we have to do is promote our products. That was what I was doing with the suckers. That's why I would walk around eating a sucker every once in a while. So people knew that I had a product. Especially when they came and asked, can I have one? I said, yeah, for 50 cents. The second thing we have to do is we have to understand we have to never stop trying to find ways to reintroduce our product or stop trying to find ways to market our product. You see, when I went and I bought those suckers at $3 and I sold them for 50 cents a sucker, I was able to take that money, go back and then buy more suckers, which then I went from just buying the blue raspberry to eventually buying the variety pack with the different flavors because some other people wanted some other flavors. So I reintroduced the product, but now providing different offerings. And if you or maybe you're a fitness instructor. You can show people that you do boot camps for the group workouts, and then you can reintroduce yourself and say, well, I also do one-on-one consultations, or I also do meal prep, or I also do yoga. By doing these things, now you're reintroducing yourself and reintroducing your product. Some people might call it reinventing yourself. So now people can see, wow, you have a lot more to offer than just what I first thought. But once again, if we never, one, initiate the conversation, then how will we even put ourselves in a position to share with people the product that we have, to share with people the service that we're offering? And lastly, I want us to understand that everybody is not going to understand your vision. Your vision is not for everybody. Okay? Sometimes we get weighed down because moms don't believe in us. Because dad, he can't see the vision. Because fiance, husband, partner, significant other, relative, brother, sister, I don't know. Insert whoever you want to be in there. They might not see and understand your vision. If they don't, that's something y'all need to talk about. Either way, I want you just to understand, to save yourself some heartache, that sometimes your family is not going to buy your product. Sometimes your family will not support your service. It just is what it is. That's the way it goes. It sucks because you would hope that they would support you first, but no. Sometimes they come around a year, 2 years later, if they even come around. And my principal, he wasn't seeing what my vision was. It's not his fault. He didn't see where I was going. It's not his fault because he didn't understand the drive that I had as a seventh grader to slang those blow pops. But now looking back, I'm grateful that I have that experience to see money coming in my hand, to see that that was a potential opportunity. And I think sometimes we don't even realize opportunities that we have before us because we cut it off when it's just the idea. Because we say, that's not realistic. We say, that's not going to happen. I can't see myself with a business. Oh, no, not me. I can't do that. I won't do this. I can't. I won't. I'm scared. Stop saying these things to yourself. Please. Don't say it around me because it truly upsets me when I hear people say can't so often and they don't ask the questions, or they say can't and they don't do the research, or they say can't and they don't pull somebody to the side who they know might be more versed in this particular topic or this particular subject or this particular arena. But they're just quick to say I can't because it's a habit that they've already cultivated within their mind. No, don't say that around me. Get away from me with that. I don't want to hear that can't talk. You can keep that over there because that's just a fixed mindset. And fixed mindsets will get you nowhere except a fixed result. I didn't mean to come at nobody strong there. But if that's how you feel, we need to change that so we can grow, so that we can win together. Okay. And because sometimes there's already going to be people who already throw dirt on you. There's already going to be some people who try to put you down. There's already going to be people to say, well, no, John, this is going to happen. That's not going to happen. You won't do this. You won't do that. People will try to throw dirt on you and say what you shouldn't do or say who you won't become. But people always tend to forget that we're seeds. My principal didn't know he was throwing dirt on me, but he forgot that I was a seed. And then the great thing about seeds is once they get watered, once they get nurtured, once they get that sunlight, then they have the ability and the potential to grow to something so much greater. So today I just wanted to share this message on my heart, just how to start a business from a seventh grader. Because I was generating revenue at seventh grade. And then I came back around to this entrepreneurial journey to where I am now. What is it that you can utilize, that you have a skill in your toolbox, that you know you're gifted at? What is it that you have to where you can help people, to where you can serve people, to where you can feed people? I want to challenge you just to begin to think about that, because you have something to offer, my friend. You're a successor. You have more than enough to offer. you have more than enough to give. So think about that this week. Just take some time and really reflect. What is it that I can truly offer? And friends, I want to just encourage you, if you felt that this podcast has added value to you in any way, shape, or form, I would encourage you just to just screenshot that you're listening to the podcast. Tag me on Instagram, Jonathan Jones Speaks. Tag me on Twitter, Jonathan J Speaks. Use the hashtag SYS Podcast. And I would love to shout you out. I would love to chat with you. Tweet me. I'm reachable. Tweet me, please. I would love to have a conversation with you. And just to chat, just to hear where you are in life, just to hear how I can serve and support you. Because that's what I'm here for. I'm just a conduit, just to share the message, just to share the word, just to share my experience, just to help prevent you from making the same experiences or make the same mistakes. And friends, if you're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever podcasts are streamed, I would encourage you, if you feel that this has been beneficial content for you, to leave a review, leave a helpful review, write us a note, let us know what you think. Say, John, this was good. Say, I like this. What about this? So that we can take this and we can push this message out to the masses. Like I said before, because of you all, that's why the podcast is growing, because of your faithfulness and because of you seeing value in me adding value to others. So I thank you for that. But shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, Jonathan@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. I would love to chat with you, just to have a conversation, just to hear from you. How you think I can make the podcast better? How can I further add value to you? And this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?